How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is May 8, 2013 here at figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com. It is our 10-minute afternoon update, and we have a ton of news to get into today, so let's not waste any time. Starting with pro wrestling, Raw on Monday night, 3.9 million viewers, down about 300,000 from last week, and hitting a low point for 2013. I think everybody pretty much expected that there would be a dip after WrestleMania, but I don't know if anybody expected that post-WrestleMania, the numbers were going to drop to a level below what Raw was doing during football season. Now, obviously, the good news is it's just 1 week. Things could be back to normal next week. Could have been an aberration. Could have been just a bad night. A lot of different reasons the number could be down over a 1 week period. The big question is how it does next week, how it does the week after, how it does over the course of the next couple of months. But 3.9 million viewers dipping below 4 million, not great. And on top of that, apparently the SmackDown show last night, attendance was not good. It was perhaps, I don't have the exact number, but it may have been the least attended SmackDown of the entire year as well. So again, it's a 1 week situation. May have just been a bad week for WWE. I don't know if we can read too much into it. I know that a lot of people are going to, but at this point, best bet is to wait. See what happens next week, see how the numbers go in terms of attendance and ratings, and then we can make a determination after that. But short term, not looking good this week for WWE. TNA announced they're moving to 9 o'clock p.m. on May 30th. The rating last week for TNA also, not only the lowest number of the year, but the lowest number in quite a while, may have even been almost a full year, not just 2013, but almost a full year. It was the lowest number. 1.1 million viewers at a 0.9 rating. Not good. The ratings, for whatever reason, have dropped quite a bit ever since daylight savings time. Sun's out longer. I guess people are out longer. They're not getting there at 8 o'clock p.m. to watch the show. It's funny with the TNA ratings pattern that when they moved the show an hour earlier, everybody kept tuning in at 9. And the thought was, all right, well, just changed, just did the switch. Maybe in a couple of months, everybody will figure out that the show, actually, shouldn't even be a couple of months. Maybe by week two, week three at the latest, people will remember that the show starts at 8 o'clock p.m. and people will start tuning in at 8 instead of 9. Well, months went by, and for whatever reason, people kept tuning in at 9 o'clock. So the idea is now to move the show back to 9 o'clock p.m. starting on May 30th. And obviously that is going to affect the upcoming Bellator Fightmaster reality show, which is the Bellator version of Ultimate Fighter, which was scheduled to debut on June 19th at 10 o'clock p.m. Obviously, if TNA is starting at 9 o'clock p.m. as of May 30th, and it's a two-hour show, Fightmaster can't really start at 10 o'clock p.m. So, it's looking like that show is going to be bumped probably to 11 o'clock p.m., which, incidentally, was the start time for the original season of Ultimate Fighter that followed Raw that pretty much exploded. All of the WWE audience just stuck around from 11 to midnight to watch Ultimate Fighter, and that was the birth of everything we've got today in terms of UFC. So, it's not like 11 o'clock p.m. is a terrible time slot for Fightmaster. Obviously, it's not going to have the same lead-in that Ultimate Fighter did. And obviously, after 18 seasons or whatever of Ultimate Fighter, reality shows involving fighters, long in the tooth. Maybe this one will be better. We shall see. Bellator has not officially announced that they are going to be switching to a later time slot. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to. They can't run during the same time that TNA is running. But they're going to be slowing down a little bit during the summer in between the tournaments, and they've got Fightmaster as well. So my guess is everything's going to move an hour later as well for Bellator. Reader's Digest, we noted yesterday that Dwayne Johnson was listed as one of the 100 most trusted people in America. I've actually got the entire list here from Reader's Digest. And Dwayne Johnson, who was listed, by the way, as an actor, it was not a rock actor in the top 100 most trusted people in this country today. It was Dwayne Johnson, the actor. He is listed at number 54. He beat out, among people, Phil Mickelson, who is a professional golfer, George Stephanopoulos, Oprah Winfrey. He beat out Oprah Winfrey by several spots. He beat out Barack Obama by over 10 spots. Obama is number 65. Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune, number 69. And the list goes on and on. Cameron Diaz, number 84. And number 100, just making the 100 most trusted people in America, is Shepard Smith. Who is number one? The most trusted American, everyone, is Tom Hanks. The second most trusted American and the most trusted woman in this country is Sandra Bullock. And barely beating The Rock among people, Anderson Cooper at number 50. Whoopi Goldberg made the list at number 46. Muhammad Ali, number 41. Star Wars fans will be appalled. George Lucas, as most trusted, hit number 42. Tim Tebow, number 40. Peyton Manning, number 27. And the list goes on and on. It's all in the latest edition of Reader's Digest. It is online as well, so make sure you head up there and check that out. In MMA news, Shane Carwin announced his retirement at age 38. 0-2 in the last two fights. The bigger issue is injuries. Over the past couple of years, he has had back surgery. He has had neck surgery. He has had knee surgery. Body just completely falling apart. And he has chosen today, in fact, to retire. He made the announcement on Twitter. Interesting fact. I believe this was on, might have been on MMA Junkie. I don't know where I saw this fact. But in Shane Carwin's career, the average length of time for his fights, 81 seconds. Just over a minute. Shane Carwin has retired at the age of 38. Mixed martial arts, close to being legalized in Connecticut. Connecticut, of course, interestingly, is the home of WWE. That's right, WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut, a state where MMA is not legalized, although perhaps not for long. The House voted 117-26. To legalize the sport, it moves next to the Senate. 117-26 is pretty much a landslide, so everybody is pretty much expecting that it is inevitable that mixed martial arts is going to be legalized in Connecticut. It's not yet, but it is certainly on the way. UFC cuts Leonard Garcia. After all this time, I believe a five-fight losing streak he was on. Pretty much, in fact, he was relegated to Facebook prelims. And the question that many people had was, well, if Leonard Garcia has lost four in a row and he hasn't been cut, the only reason he's sticking around is because he has exciting fights. So why would you put him on the Facebook prelims? That makes no sense. And then once he lost his fight at the last UFC event, axed, as well as Bart Palachevsky, and seven others have been cut as well. It was expected this was going to happen. They've got way too many fighters. Guys are going to be cut. They'll be brought back if they can get wins on the independent circuit, which Leonard Garcia is saying that he is going to do. But 7, 8, 9 cuts today in UFC, and perhaps more to come. Initial buy rate estimates for Chael Sonnen and John Jones, 550,000 buys. That makes it the second most purchased pay-per-view of 2013 for UFC, behind only George St. Pierre and Nick Diaz, which did 900,000 buys. I know this is going to lead to a lot of arguments, but of the all the buy rates in 2013, the two top buy rates have been fights that were put together because they were money fights, as opposed to fights where, say, Diaz, I think most people would argue, was not the number one contender to George St. Pierre, nor was Chael Sonnen the number one contender to John Jones. But it was fights that people wanted to see. It was fights that were going to make money. And in fact, that is exactly what happened. GSP Diaz, 900,000. Sonnen Jones, 550,000. And in comparison, that is up approximately 100,000 buys from your average John Jones fight. Most John Jones fights do between 425 and 450. This one looks to be coming in between 525 and 550. Chael Sonnen talked his way into pay-per-view buys for this fight. I guess you could say in part it's due to the ratings being up for Ultimate Fighter, but that's largely due to the show switching from Friday nights to Wednesday nights. And it's not like, you know, the show lit anybody's world on fire in terms of the the Sun and Jones rivalry. It really wasn't much of a rivalry at all, as a lot of people were expecting. So most likely just, at the bottom line, a fight people wanted to see and a fight that people were willing to pay for. That is it for today. We're going to be back later on tonight with Dave Meltzer talking more. So check it out. We'll talk to you again after a while.